Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
.12 in the morning on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 58 degrees. Hey, I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners, those listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com, and you're also watching us. Check us out on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102. In addition to all of your social media platforms, make sure you just follow us on CN2 and WRHI. Gretchen Kaler is from the city of TKK. She's giving us a couple of headlines from the Peninsula City. And good morning to you, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So it looked like for a while there, Bambi was winning.
Yeah.
To quote Stephen Stone just a moment ago.
He said
Bambi was winning, but then y'all took over.
Absolutely.
And now the city of TKK is winning.
We're coming back. We wrapped up sterilization earlier this month. We successfully sterilized 200 deer, which was our goal. So that's awesome. And then we'll begin culling next month, and we're putting out that information to our residents today.
You know, we missed an opportunity for y'all to have this a full-on reality TV show. Really, think about it. People appreciate that stuff.
I need like that fourth wall cut like The Office does.
And you cut over. Yes, all of us would love that.
Well, between sterilization and culling, it's the hybrid approach, right? Because you, a lot of people have opinions, and they were either excited to see the deer go or they want to keep the deer.
Mm-hmm.
You're landlocked there in TKK, so something has to be done. So y'all felt like this hybrid approach was the best approach.
Right.
So after the culling of the deer in December, you'll revisit the plan next spring, your wildlife management plan, to see where do we go from here?
Yeah, council will reevaluate it, and if they choose to do another hybrid approach, that can be put on the table. If they decide to do only sterilization or they decide to go completely other route next year with the count that we get, it's all up to council to decide.
But it will take a couple of cycles to see the work being done now, what impact it did have. So, all right, we'll continue to follow that for sure. Well, TKK is surrounded by lots of trees, and you all are going to celebrate Arbor Day on Friday, December the 6th.
Right, Arbor Day. There's actually two Arbor Days. There's a South Carolina Day and a National Day. But the one on December 6th will be part of an honoring for Lieutenant Galloway. So that tree will be planted at the police department at 2 p.m. And anybody's welcome to join us.
Oh, wow. It's the chief out there, Chief Crosby, said Lieutenant Galloway's smile and heartfelt hugs were often described as a breath of fresh air, bringing hope and comfort to everyone she encountered.
Mm-hmm.
So well now said. A tree will be planted in her memory so others can continue to live her life and pass along her legacy. That is fantastic. What a wonderful way to remember Sergeant Lauren Galloway, for sure. All right, you've got a number of events happening in TKK related to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and get those events and so we can put them on our calendar.
Yep. December 5th on Thursday at 6 p.m. is the Santa's arrival and the lighting of the tree at the Glennon Center. We'll have, I believe, the part of the Fort Mill band, the high school band, will be there to perform. We also have the TKK Music Association there to perform. There'll be hot cocoa. Santa will be there, so that is very exciting. And then the following day on Friday night, we have the Crafts and Cocoa with the Popo at the police department featuring the Grinch.
It.
The Grinch will be there, I've heard. So that one's a good one. That's a fundraiser for our Holidays with Heroes program.
Love it. I think everyone just had a good laugh out of that. Crafts and Cocoa with the Popo.
Right. Because we have our three Cocos with the Popo events, but this one's Crafts and Cocoa. Those
What's
are those.
The three Cocos.
Those are like our walk and roll to school days.
Oh, okay. Got it. Now, we have to give credit. Who comes up with these titles?
I think it was Sergeant Bowers because she's mainly like the event coordinator for the PD. I'm not sure if it came from somewhere else, but I'm giving Sergeant Bowers credit.
We'll give him the credit there.
Oh, man. You can also write a letter to Old Saint Nick if you don't see him in person and walk us through what that looks like.
So we're encouraging all the good boys and girls, even the naughty boys and girls, can write letters to Santa and drop them off at City Hall. And Caroline opened up an option. If you can't make it to City Hall during business hours, there is a drop-off box near the utility billing box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same box. It's got a big red bow on top of a pole outside of City Hall, so you can't miss it. Those letters can be dropped off any time of day.
Fantastic. All right, perfect. Lucas, so, you can even write.
Thank you. Which she did say naughty,
naughty, yes.
Boys and girls.
Just get it in by December 13th.
Okay, we've got that one.
Santa has a lot of work to do.
Oh, right. My goodness. All right, what else? Anything else we need to make sure we put on our calendar for what's happening in Tiga K?
One of the last few things, we've got a few more days to sign up for our Lighten Up the Holidays event. That's a like drive around event where you can go look at people's homes that have decorated for Christmas. Some people do all out. I know we've got the one family on Stonecrest Boulevard that takes up like two full lots of Christmas stuff. I saw them. They started decorating a couple weeks ago. So they're
everyone gets excited.
They got the Griswold thing last year. I think they got the Griswold Award. But they've got just so many decorations.
Oh, I love it.
So families sign up to participate and people go around and vote for their favorite and they'll get awards and honors.
Yep. Okay. The PD will create a map so you can see all the houses that are participating. And then we'll do I believe we're doing the awards again this year.
That's actually a really cool idea because we always have folks reach out to us here. Of course, in our community, Stafford Park is a neighborhood where they are Christmas Village 101. Mm-hmm. But beyond them, people always say, where can I go and look at Christmas lights? So the fact that there's even a map is really helpful.
I like that
really
you can
good.
Do it on your own time. You know, if the event's on Tuesday night and you can't make Tuesday, you can go on Thursday, you know, when Billy's not in soccer or practice. So it's really cool the way that they've done it, where you can do it on your own schedule and still enjoy it.
And it creates a free family gathering. You get to go out and enjoy that. Again, I look forward to critiquing and praising the Christmas lights.
Yeah, you're like, oh, those lights?
Yes,
oh, I wouldn't have done that.
She's the Simon Cowell of Christmas light
Aren't
judging.
We all?
For sure. All right. Well, those are just some of the headlines coming out of the city of Tiga K. As always, you can follow along. Make sure you follow them on social media, online, or better yet, in person. Gretchen Kaler represents the city of Tiga K. Gretchen, here's to a great holiday season.
You as well.
Thanks.